The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. You have been so kind and so loving and prayerful for me, and it's really had an impact for Ezekiel and I both. Thank you so much. And for Carol, too. We really appreciate your prayers. And we're beginning to get a little bit, clear away some of the fog and some of the mess that is a disorder that's been around us, and especially this nesting thing for the winter time. Finally, we've gotten a lot of loose ends taken care of, and we've got a volunteer who's going to help take care of a lot of things, so I don't even have to think about them, which is what the Lord has required of me. So I want to thank you for all your cards and letters, and we feel really badly that we haven't been able to answer any of them at this point. Maybe tonight, I'm not sure. We'll see how much time we have tonight. I've switched things around, so I'm getting the message before I work on comments and messages and emails and what have you. So please forgive us if we don't get to you. I want to get the message out every night, and that's at the top of my list of priorities. And after that, I really love to go through the comments and the messages and the emails and just share with you the things the Lord is doing and listen to all your different concerns and pray for you. So please don't think that we've abandoned you or forgotten you. We just have had so many letters and cards that it's almost daunting to look at all that. And when you do send a letter or a card, would you please include your email address? And that way we have an easy, quick way to just get in touch with you and thank you. All right. Well, I've been going through a very dry time, dear friends. I'd sit and worship with the Lord, but just get droopy until I had to go to sleep. The time of the day didn't seem to matter greatly. It was just as bad in the afternoon as late at night. And I know that Lana Vosser had talked about an assignment of sleepiness, lethargy, or apathy. That there was an assignment like that out on the body of Christ right now, recently. And we certainly have been experiencing that. But that the antidote for this apathy is to worship over the work that you have to do. Worship over your mission. Worship over everything that has to do with your mission. And that the apathy will break. And it is breaking. I can feel it loosening its hold. So that's a demon, guys. There's a demonic assignment to cause apathy and fatigue and a heavy, heavy sleepiness on the body of Christ. And the answer is to worship. And so that's what I've been doing for the last 3 days, is really pressing into worship. Even when I fail and I fall asleep, I just pick it up again and keep going. I have to say it was discouraging at first. You know, but we have to wonder, why did the Lord allow this assignment to go out against the body? I mean, he's not asleep. It didn't get by him. He knows very well that this assignment has come out against us. What is he doing through that? And that's what he shared with me tonight. As 3 days that I've been praying and not really connecting with him the way that I love to connect with him, where that really feel that fire in his heart and get rejuvenated, I haven't been feeling that as much. But I persevered tonight. I wasn't going to give up. I need the Lord too much. And as we know that all things work for the good of those who love him and who've been called according to his purpose, that's Romans 8:28. So even in those assignments against us, they're working something good. And finally, he became clear. And it was just a little glance that I saw. He was holding me as we slow danced, and his head was tilted forward so that our foreheads were touching. That was all I needed to glimpse. My little heart just darted and came alive with joy for his holy presence. Funny, the song that was playing was Here in Your Presence by Jessica Kitola. It's so nice to have a family to share these things with. It's just really sweet that I know you're all listening and we all experience the same difficulties and we're all together in this. But anyway, I did glimpse the Lord for a moment, and that was all I needed for my heart to really become inflamed. His image would fade in and out. And I knew by past experience that he was dancing with me, so I held to the vision. You who have trouble seeing the Lord, be consoled. I don't see him very clearly unless I ask to. And then I'm so overwhelmed with emotion, I could just about pass out because he's so beautiful. And as far as listening for his voice, I hear a faint voice when he speaks and see a faint image, or one quick glimpse and back to the veiled image of him. After a while, the worship became noisy and in the way, and he let me know it was time for us to talk. And that's usually when I know to put the worship down, is when it begins to get in the way of his presence. And that's it becomes a distraction instead of a tool. So he began, "I'm not so far away from you as you have imagined. Your mind was just so cluttered. Now that you've moved some of the clutter away, you can hear me much better. Let that be a lesson to all heart dwellers. Clutter drowns out my voice. It's not that I don't want to talk with you. It's that you can't hear me because of the din of the world circulating endlessly in your mind. You are also waging war against unseen enemies of sloth and fatigue. But press in. I am faithful." And I want to say on that note, as I had mentioned earlier, Lana Vosser saw this assignment against the body of Christ. But we have to ask ourselves, Lord, why are you allowing that assignment? And I think he allowed that assignment to persevere in prayer. And he goes on about that here. "Lord, what would you like to speak to us about? Faithfulness, even when it's a long, dry desert walk with not a drink in sight." So he quickened the scripture to me. "Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching toward what lies ahead. Press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, have this attitude. And if in anything you have a different attitude, God will reveal that also to you." So he's calling us to persevere in prayer. He continued, "This is what I require of my bride, that she be steadfast, enduring, persistent. This is what I require and will reward with fresh graces from heaven. Dear ones, I do not wish to make it difficult for you, but your metal must be purified to carry the graces I wish to give you. Your will to attain the high calling must be strong and persevering in the midst of all kinds of obstacles. This is how your faith is revealed. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him." That's James 1:12. "In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." And that's in 1 Peter 1:6. He continued, "Just as the wise farmer plants so as to challenge the roots to go deeper, so do I delight in seeing you persevere when the living waters are not readily available on the surface. Deeper and deeper I call you, my love. Will you not make that effort to seek me out and vigilantly await my coming? Lord, what is there to do that is more important? Nothing to me, nothing is more important than finding you." He replied, "That's what I like to hear, and the heart attitude I will bless." This attribute of perseverance is of key importance and spills over on every aspect of your lives. Once you've mastered it in one sphere, it's easier to master it in another and another until you've made it a way of life. So many quit way before the finish line. Lord, lately I've been feeling that way. It's nothing more than laziness, Claire. I know you don't want to hear it, but it is. You know me well enough that when you can't find me immediately and you search for me diligently, you will find me, or shall I say I will find you. This is a way in which you honor me. You are not willing to give up. I'm just too important to you. And for you, all my brides, this attribute is absolutely necessary if you want to cultivate a relationship with me. Those who won't take no for an answer, I simply cannot turn down. You will see in your relationship with me that from time to time I will seemingly disappear and you won't hear or see me. But that is only to cultivate grace and virtue in you. It is not a punishment, it's an exercise. Other times I will come to you readily because your heart is broken or hurting. Yes, then, my beloved, I come and wrap my arms around you and warm the chill of sorrow that has taken hold of your heart. I know that at those times you need me more, so I come to you more readily. Even now, I'm standing by with the graces you are all seeking to be empowered with. But I like to see you rise up and meet me halfway, that I may shower greater and greater abundance on you. Virtue begets virtue. Just remember, my precious ones, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Eventually, I will come and reward your efforts, and your face shall shine brighter and brighter for it. I bless you now with the grace of perseverance. Take hold of it and apply it to every area of your life, but especially our relationship.